and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. What does servant leadership have to do with management? Gerald Nakashima is currently the general manager of a residential resort community called Park Lane Ala Moana. His exemplary attitude and care for the needs of others has elevated him to a coveted position at arguably Hawaii's most innovative and exclusive luxury development. Gerald traces his relationship with Jesus as the core to his success. Well, we pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life radio program is to lead you to Jesus Christ, closer and closer to the one who knows you and loves you. My friend, are you able to trace your hope to the Lord Jesus, in Jesus who loves you so much? He died on the cross for your sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, dear one, the living Christ calls you to himself. You say, Danny, well, you don't know what I'm going through. You don't know what I've done. You don't know where I've been. You don't even know what goes on in my mind. And you are correct. I don't know. There's no way I could know, or Gerald or Suzanne could know, but God knows. And here's the thing. In spite of all that, however far you've gone, God loves you still, and he loves you completely, and there is hope in Jesus. So our encouragement to you, dear friend, would you turn to Christ today? Gerald Nakashima is married with children. He lives in Honolulu, and he's also a lover of pets, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. Gerald, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much, Danny. It's a pleasure to be here.
Gerald, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Honolulu, Hawaii, and grew up about half my life in there, and then I moved over to Waipio Gentry, so I had the best of both worlds in the city and in the countryside.
Mm-hmm. Who influenced you most there in your growing up years?
You know, if I have to say, I would have to attribute that to two people, Danny, and it's my mother and my father. And the reason for that is my mother and my father, they're very godly people. They raised us very well in a Christian household. And, you know, because of those strong foundations, it led us to become who we are today.
Tell us more. What was it that your dad and mom did or said, or as you think about them, what touches your heart?
For my parents, what touches my heart deeply with them is they're very loving, giving, and special people. They would teach us to put others first before ourselves, kind of like how Christ did, of course, mm-hmm. for everyone else. And to always do the right thing, no matter what the situation or what the circumstances are, you always do the right thing. Of course, it's integrity-based, but for us to really treat people, treat others, lead them to Christ as best as we can.
Mm-hmm. Gerald, do you have siblings?
I do. I have a brother, one brother.
Older, younger?
A younger brother.
Thank you.
So you grew up in a Christian home. So when did your faith, you know, a lot of times people who grew up in a Christian home, they do the things that their parents lead them to do. But there comes a point when their faith becomes their own, so to speak. When was that for you?
For me, I would have to say that was probably during the middle school to probably early college days. You know, I would attend church with my family, and, you know, that was the right thing to do. But that wasn't always my number one choice. I would go just because I thought I had to go. And in those years, I would backslide in and out until finally one day, you know, probably my early 20s or so, I started to turn the corner, not fully. But I want to say, honestly, in the last 10 years, have been growing more deeper and richer into my faith. Hmm.
In what way, or how would you say, Gerald, in these last 10 years, Christ has made a difference in your life?
So I can share with this, I can share this experience openly. Being in the hotel industry and just a professional, you always want to mold your own future. You have plans for yourself. You have plans for your family. And it's all what you want to accomplish. And there came a point in time in my life where I wasn't even in control. Everything that I thought was going to happen did not happen the way I wanted it to happen. So that led to disappointment, frustration, and, you know, not being satisfied with what I thought should have been happening to me in my life. And one day, my wife and I, who is also a devout Christian as well, praise God, we actually sat down and said, this is not our choice. It's not our life to make our own choices. Wherever we're called to, we just need to surrender and let the Lord lead us to whatever happens, to where we end up living, end up working. And I agreed with her completely. Because of that one situation and that rut I was in, I thought to myself, I'm going to just leave it up to Him. And ever since then, it's just been an amazing ride. He's just really watched over us completely every day of our lives since that day.
Gerald, you know, you talk about something that it's like you passed a threshold in your life. It's like you walk through a magical closet, so to speak, in your faith, in your perception. And you were able to, through that, begin to see things that perhaps you weren't able to see before. But that threshold sounds like it was a surrender, maybe even a surrender in the midst of exasperation. Were you tired with trying to make things work for yourself that led to this point?
I think what it was is I didn't want to experience that same experience that I had trying to do things on my own, trying to force the will of what's supposed to happen, what was best, what I thought was best for me. And for me, you know, I'm the type of person, especially as a kid growing up, if I do something wrong and my hand gets slapped, I don't want that to ever happen again. I would learn from my mistakes. So being in that situation, knowing that I didn't want to be there ever again, it was in a good place. I had to put my trust in God as much as possible. And it was hard to do in the beginning, but as you see things unfold, when you let Him lead you through your life, it's so amazing that you just surrender and relinquish everything to Him. And it feels so much more better, and you're so much more at peace.
Mm-hmm. I feel like today somebody may be in a similar place. They hear you, and they wonder, could that be my experience too, Gerald? What would you say to that person?
I would say absolutely, and along with that, sets in thoughts of doubt, fear, anxiety, and that's normal for us to feel that. But according to Jesus, we're supposed to give everything to Him because He's not going to give us something that we cannot handle. Mm-hmm. And when we start doing that and taking a step of faith, and that faith grows deeper and deeper and deeper into a greater faith, you just need to experience that for yourself, you know, whoever's listening out there, because He will just keep you in His hand and just protect you and carry you through your trials and tribulations. Mm-hmm.
Suzanne?
Danny, I loved your use of the word surrender. So many of our listeners, I believe, are hearing this today, and I hope that it gives them pause, because Jesus is waiting for us to surrender. And in our humanness and in our society and in this world, we get so caught up with trying to make it happen ourselves, having our own plans, our own expectations. And what's special to me and what Gerald is sharing, that on one day, he and his wife came together, both with commitments to Christ, and just said, we haven't been doing this right. This isn't working. We need to surrender. And I hope our listeners are blessed by that.
Gerald Nakashima is the general manager of Park Lane Ala Moana. You can find out more at parklanealamoana.com. When we come back from our break, Gerald, as you can already tell, sharing heart-to-heart with us of how God has, through a point of surrender, God has opened up doors, perhaps doors that he would not have ever imagined would open. We'll talk more with Gerald about his discovery of his own passion for hotel and resort management. A hotelier by trade, he possesses passion for making a positive difference in people's lives. He's doing that today with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
A Pacific Business News article written by Dwayne Shimogawa in 2016 says, take a tour around the $1 billion Park Lane Ala Moana luxury condominium, and you'll quickly notice that it's something you've never seen in Hawaii before. I'm talking with the general manager today, Gerald Nakashima. He's our guest. Danny Yamashiro here. Suzanne Maurer, we're grateful that you're with us today. You can find out more about Gerald and Park Lane Ala Moana, parklanealamoana.com. Before our break, Gerald was sharing with us how God worked in his heart. He and his wife at a critical time in their lives, and as they surrendered to him, God began to move in ways unexpected. I don't know about you, but have you ever encountered times in your life when you've hoped that God would surprise you in ways that you could not have imagined? Gerald, how did you discover your passion for hotel and restaurant hotel and resort management?
Well, it was our senior year, and we had a senior prom, and we were walking through the lobby of the Sheraton Waikiki Hotel. And back then, you know, it was a grand hotel. It's still a grand hotel today. And walking through the lobby, I looked around, I looked at the front desk, and I says, you know what? One day I want to work in this industry. I want to work in this exact same hotel. So that's when I started mapping out the career and taking on hospitality management at the University of Hawaii.
Okay, so it's during a night where you're walking through the hotel and the Lord begins to stir up your heart. When did you choose, why did you choose to study industry travel management at a University of Hawaii?
Well, for me, my parents always felt that I was a people person and that I could relate to people easily. So they said, you know, that might not be a bad idea going into the hotel industry, because you're helping people, you're servicing people, and with your personality, you have that gift to basically engage and to help people out. So I said, yeah, why not? I think that sounds like a great idea. So that's what I did, and the rest is history.
What did you learn at UH that has stuck with you throughout the years?
Well, at UH, what I've learned is that going through the hospitality management program, you really need to, you know, put in a lot of hours, a lot of hard work, learn every aspect of the hotel industry in order for you to be well-prepared on the field. And it really helped me to organize myself and to prepare myself, you know, for my future.
Hmm. So after nearly three decades of resort services, is there a mindset that you have while interacting with people?
There is a mindset. And the mindset is that whoever you interact with or engage with, you really need to put yourself in their shoes when you're speaking to them at the same time. You really need to understand them and really be a good active listener, just so you know what their feelings are and how you can relate to them.
Is that something, Gerald, that someone taught you, or you just sort of picked that up yourself through the years?
Oh, I think going back to what I spoke about my parents and interacting with people, being polite, you know, just being professional, being present. I learned that the basic building blocks from them, and I took that with me in that industry. And being in that industry, you kind of get a feel, because not everyone is made the same or built the same. So you need to mold yourself according to your audience and who you're speaking with and who you're servicing.
Hmm. So in what you're doing, what do you find most fulfilling?
What I find most fulfilling is really making a positive impact in people's lives. And I'll start off by saying that people, it's everyone around you. It's your family. It's the people who work with you and for you, and it's the people who you're servicing as well, which is our residents or our guests. So you have to make sure that you do a 360-degree servant's leadership for everyone around you, because that's what's going to make a difference in people's lives and how you can positively impact their lives and whatever you do and whatever you say to them.
You talk about servant leadership. What does servant leadership mean to you, Gerald?
So servant leadership, what that means to me is putting yourself out there to service your people, your residents, your employees, your managers, not only having them take care of the everyday duties and everything, all the everyday requirements that's needed, but being actively involved, engaged, and making sure that you're also taking care of them. You know, they're taking care of the residents and the guests, but who's taking care of them? Well, it would have to be me and our leadership team that takes care of them, because now it's a nice life cycle. You know, once you take care of them, then they take care of everything else.
So it trickles down from you, the example that you set, the tone, the atmosphere, the culture that is created, right?
That is correct. I have that responsibility.
but doesn't it seem strange to some people as they listen? Because hey, you're on the top, you're the leader. Someone might say, well, what do you mean by servant? How does that fit together? So what would you say?
Well, how that fits together is you're essentially serving people. You are, you know, whatever challenges that they have, you're there to be next to them and support them to a certain extent, and to be able to cope with them and be alongside with them, because at the end of the day, someone needs to look after them. And when you have a group of people that you see each and every day of your life, and to be involved with whatever they're going through, it really will make a big difference in where they're at, not only in their personal life, but also in their professional life. It kind of works hand in hand.
Gerald, could you even say investing in their lives?
Absolutely. And that's what it is. You need to invest in people, because if you don't invest in people, then there's no real meaning behind what they're doing.
It sounds like he's gifted too, don't you think, Danny?
Gerald, explain that further about the lack of meaning.
So I'll go back to what I mentioned about people being built differently and coming from all different walks of life. But at the end of the day, there should be some sort of common denominator. And the common denominator should be that if you're willing to put yourself out there and to put everything out on the line to build a team of individuals that in turn would make a difference for our residents or our guest lives, that's the goal at the end of the day. You're trying to instill certain values, certain behaviors, and you're investing all your time, your energy into that, so they too, in turn, can make a positive impact in others' lives.
Hmm. Suzanne, we glanced over this. of course, Gerald mentioned about a turning point in his life and his married life about 10 years ago, or around that period of time. Mm-hmm. But I think we need to go back and hear a little bit more. Gerald, your relationship with your wife, she's a believer, you mentioned. But how did you meet?
Well, we met at work. And surprisingly, before we got together, I was actually her intern at the Sheraton Waikiki Hotel. And I wanted to pursue at that time, which I thought was a career in human resources, and that's a department that she was in. And kind of fast forward as we worked closer with each other, I knew that she wasn't a Christian at that time, and I was. So I remember what my parents had instilled in me, saying that, hey, one day when you do get married, try to make sure that you are equally yoked to your partner and to your wife. And I asked them, well, why? Why does that make a difference? And they said, it makes a huge difference in your marriage and in your values, your core beliefs, and with Jesus. And if you have two people who are not on the same page and equally yoked, sharing the same faith, it makes a huge difference in how you raise your kids, and even people around you, your family members around you in general, and I would say everyone for that fact. And when people can see that two people are in sync and two people are believers and they share all the same beliefs and values, then it makes everything so much easier in life.
So what happened in your dating?
Well, in dating, it, you know, my wife's belief wasn't Christian beliefs at that time, but she was really open and wanting to know Jesus. She knew that something was missing in her life. So I started bringing her to church, and we started going to church together, and she started understanding a little bit more and really taking to the Christian faith. And then Pastor Yasuhara of the First Assembly of God at that time, we had taken some marriage courses from him, basically got consultation before we got married from him, which is probably really invaluable. And it set the tone for us being together forever as husband and wife. Mm-hmm. And he ended up marrying the both of us, which is really special. And we're never going to ever forget him. He left a legacy. And he even shared with us, you know, a percentage back then on, he would keep tabs on who is still married and who's not married, based off of both people sharing their faith. Mm-hmm. And that's just proof that it makes a huge difference.
You're listening to Gerald Nakashima. Gerald is the general manager at Park Lane Ala Moana, sharing about relationships, sharing about leadership, but not just leadership, servant leadership. What difference does servant leadership make? Well, Gerald spoken about that in some detail. When we come back from our break, more with Gerald. Gerald is there as general manager of a 217-unit, 7-building project. It includes private barbecues, select units with private garages. Some units even have their own private pools. Gerald Nakashima, given a grand task, one that he loves, and among people whom he loves and cares for and thinks about. And not only those who live there, but his staff and all who manage under his care. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, Park Lane is a hybrid of living in a luxury home with all the benefits of condo living and resort-like amenities, including, get this, a movie theater with tiered seating. This is Park Lane Ala Moana. Gerald Nakashima, our guest today. You're listening to the Good Life Radio program. If you're tuning in right now, maybe caught the tail end of the last segment, look, you can get this program in its entirety as a gift to you. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, get this program, share it with a family member or friend. We're grateful that you're with us today. More about Gerald at parklanealamoana.com. So, Gerald, where were you when you got the word that you were being called to be the general manager at Park Lane?
Well, actually, I was on a training with Marriott in Washington, D.C. at the time. Mm-hmm. And it was the night before I was ready to fly back to Hawaii. And about 11 p.m. D.C. time, my phone rang. And I thought, oh, it's an 808 area code. Okay, it's around 5 p.m. Hawaii time. And I got the call from one of our developers. And she said that, Gerald, I'm calling you because I want to let you know that it was a unanimous decision that we've selected you as the general manager for Park Lane Ala Moana. And she says, how do you feel about that? And I was overwhelmed. I did not know what hit me, but I was overjoyed. And I says, of course, I accept. And that's how I was notified. And it was an interesting process.
Hmm. So, Gerald, I just can't imagine. Maybe you can inform me, us about this. But when you work in an environment like that, is it when you think about when someone thinks about challenges and someone thinks about stresses in service? How do you handle the challenges that you face on a daily basis that you can't prepare for?
You know, some of the challenges, they come right away immediately without you even having the time to prepare or think. And you just, number one, first and foremost, you just need to be very transparent. That's the first thing. You need to just let go of everything and be honest in your interaction. And, you know, whether it's good or bad, you just need to have that dialogue with integrity. I think that's that's the most important piece. That's what sets the tone for the entire conversation and interaction.
Hmm. When you talk about that, there's you say the words, but the words have so much meaning. There's a gravity to what you're saying, setting a tone, the human relationships that take place because of a solid foundation like that. Trust, I would imagine. Now, when you think about a happy place in this world, what comes to mind for you?
A happy place?
Yeah, if there was a place that you would like to go to just sort of relax and enjoy in some part of the world, where would that be?
Definitely Japan.
I knew that was coming.
Why Japan, Gerald?
That country and that culture is just amazing. The country itself is a clean, very clean country, very hospitable country, polite country, and the culture that they have to offer with the food, with just all the historical sites is just simply amazing. It's an all-in-one. It cures all of my senses, and you know, the sights, the smell, the taste, and that is why it's my happy place. It's my Disneyland.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're a father.
Yes.
But you're a father not only of two-legged, but four-legged. Let's talk about this four-legged. I mentioned that you're a lover of pets, but what is a Malshi?
A Malshi is a half Maltese and half Shih Tzu breed.
Okay, so you answered my question, but you seem to have a bit of calm in answering that, but I somehow get a sense that it's more than just a passing fancy for the Malshi.
You know, we weren't looking for a Maltese Shih Tzu or a Malshi. We were not. Moving into Park Lane, my kids really wanted a pet, and the previous places we were living in didn't allow us to do that. As renters, they didn't allow us to have pets. So I just went online, and as I started to see, you know, residents move in and started seeing their pets, and I was like, wow, that's really cute pets, really cute dogs. And I just had Googled. I did Google Shih Tzu because there's a lot of Shih Tzus or half-bred Shih Tzus. And the dog that we wanted popped up. And I was like, wow, he's a cutie. And I consulted with my kids, but not my wife at the time.
Oops.
But we got my wife on board, and within that week, we picked him up from the airport because he was actually bred on the island of Kauai, where we actually mm-hmm. came from. So he was a Kauaian.
So Gerald, when you think about your family and this new season in your life, what do you feel God has in terms of now and for the future?
Well, for my family, my two children are going to be 14 and 16 this year. So they're right dab smack in the middle of their teen years. And for me as a father, it's a new chapter in our lives in raising teenagers. And I need to tell myself I was once one as well. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's being that godly role model as best as I can be for them, and for them, for us to instill the values in them, which we have been, but knowing that in the future, those values are going to stick with them, and wherever they are in their lives from now to the time, you know, they move out of the house, hopefully they know that they can always come back to those values and be able to stick with their faith. In fact, ironically, last week I says, you know, if I had one wish, because we're talking about wishes, mm-hmm. my one wish is for you folks, both my daughter and my son, to have their faith for the rest of their lives. Mm-hmm. And the room became quiet and their heads started nodding because they understood where I was coming from. And I said, you can wish for many things, but I wish for the betterment of your futures with Christ.
Mm. You know, when you said the room got silent, what do you think was the cause of that?
I think they were probably expecting me to say something else. You know, probably, you know, save the world, heal everybody, you know, make everyone financially free, whatever the assumption was. But that came to my heart because I truly believe and feel that they need Jesus in order to live life.
How did they respond? What did they say, or what was the reaction?
They started nodding their heads, of course, in agreement. And I believe my daughter said, "That's very true." And I think she said, if my memory serves me correctly, "It will." Mm. You folks have been, you know, instilling those values, and it will, Dad. And that made me feel a lot better, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that constant reminder, that constant giving your knowledge of the reasons, the whys. Why do you want that for them? Mm-hmm. And explaining that to them, and hopefully they embrace it and understand it and carry on with it.
Suzanne, when you hear that from your perspective and your experiences, those kinds of talks, those kinds of family moments, what stirs your heart?
I'm thinking about Gerald's grandparents, and his parents were very committed Christians. So, Gerald, were your grandparents also Christian? Interesting. Do you mind sharing a little about that?
Sure, absolutely. My grandparents were not Christian on both sides at all. And I can honestly say on my mother's side, when my grandfather was ready to pass, he accepted Christ in his life at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother is actually still alive.
And she hasn't accepted him yet?
I believe she has, but she's grown older, and I think she believes. I don't think she goes to church anymore, but it's something that we'll continue to work on and make sure that, you know, she does know who Jesus is and has him in her life.
So for our listeners' sake, Danny, I was honestly expecting him to say that, yes, his grandparents had passed on the faith, but instead Gerald's parents, as we heard, had done a wonderful job of raising their children and having the faith, and now Gerald and his wife are passing that on to their children. And that's what's so meaningful to me. If our listeners can join me in wanting so very much to pass the faith I'm blessed with on to my children and my grandchildren and keep it going. And so I'm very moved with Gerald sharing this morning with us how he and his wife have done that successfully.
Mm-hmm. Gerald, you and your wife, you're an inspiration, an example to me as well. I, like you, experience something similar just in terms of the generations and the impact of your parents and like how my parents have. When we come back from our break, Gerald, let's talk in our final segment about difficult transitions, challenges in life. I'm saying this in relation to someone today who, kind of hearkening back to what we were talking about earlier, someone going through a point of challenge in their own life, maybe a transition period. You've experienced that. But how we can speak to them, how maybe a word of hope can be given. And keep in mind, maybe a favorite scripture of yours that has sort of been an anchor for you through these years. And perhaps we could spend some time in prayer for our listeners during this time. More from Gerald Nakashima. Heart to heart with you, dear friend. Stay with us, okay? We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, "I believe in you." Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kayani Team Aloha, has seen Kayani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kayani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun. Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Hear me calling. Hear me calling.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Well, he is a father of children and also a mall she. He loves visiting Japan. It's his Disneyland. It's his happy place. I'm speaking of none other than Gerald Nakashima. And he loves Jesus and enjoys traveling when he's given the opportunity. You're listening to the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here. Suzanne Maurer, my co-host. Thanks for joining us today. Gerald, we talked about a transition earlier in life. Have there been other moments where there have been challenges where you felt the Lord has helped you through some tough moments?
Most definitely. I think that the first part I shared with you is about the turning point with making decisions for our careers as husband and wife. But after that, you know, God really puts you to the test. And there are things in life that are obstacles, that are challenges. And when you're faced with these, sometimes for the first time, or even if it's the 10th time, the natural thing to do is do things on your own and see how you can move the chess pieces in order for you to win the game. And for you to overcome all of those trials and tribulations and anxiety and disappointment and all this negative feelings start to set in and you're worrying, right? And it used to be repetitive with me. And then finally, as I started getting more ingrown with my devotions and my devotional life, God clearly spoke to me about worrying and anxiety and about casting all of my cares to Him. I mean, it was amazing. It came through songs through the radio. It came through scriptures and devotions. And after that, it was repetitive. Like He was speaking to me saying, don't worry about it. I got this. And then finally, I said, okay, I'm going to just give it all to you and see what happens. And each time I would do that, He would get me through everything. And now it's not perfect where I can say, hey, 120%, you got this, but I do a much better job than I did in the past.
Mm. What scripture has been an anchor for you in moments like these?
Believe it or not, it's Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 6. Mm-hmm. And it's trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will set your path straight. And that's what it is. That's my anchor.
Mm. What does that verse, how does that hold you steady?
How that holds me steady is, that's telling me, that's his voice telling me, I got this. You know, you have nothing to worry about. Just trust in me and I'll make it work for you as long as you're faithful to me. And that's the other piece. It's not a one-way street. It's a two-way street. You really need to listen and obey to whatever he's telling you to do and abide by his commandments. And as long as you can do that, he's going to take care of you no matter what comes your way.
What would you say to someone listening right now who is in a similar place?
You know, it's very difficult. You can listen to someone tell you this through a radio interview, but learn from me, learn from my mistakes and what I've gone through. And it's not a good place to be in, but if you can take baby steps, like I did, and really trust and grow your faith in Christ Jesus, it really makes a big difference for your entire life. I mean, things are not perfect, but they're much better than they would be if I did things on my own, if I didn't trust in him and put him first in my life.
Mm-hmm. Suzanne, when you hear Gerald share how he works through, or he and his wife have learn to walk through moments like these, it can be quite anxious. What does that mean to you?
Well, I know, and I think that Gerald shared a little, that they're committed to a biblically based church. He's committed to the Word. He has devotions, and so he has, through his upbringing, surrounded himself with Jesus and come to know Jesus, and that's what he's encouraging our listeners to do. Jesus tells him, I've got this, Gerald. And Jesus loves all of us, and he wants us to know that he's got it for us if we'll turn to him and trust him.
Gerald, would you be willing to lead in a prayer? Someone right now might say, oh, I wish Gerald could pray for me in my situation. Would you be willing to do that?
Absolutely.
Please.
Dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, whoever is listening today, Lord, to this broadcast and going through a rough time or a situation that fits this mold, Father God, I just ask for your intervention right now into their lives, Father God, and for you to touch their heart in a way where they're going to open up their heart for you, Lord Jesus, to come in, Lord, and to take control of their life. Not only that, Father God, I pray that this person would take a step of faith, Father God, believe in you with all of their heart and soul and mind. Be able to serve you, Father God, and obey you, which is really, really important, Father God. And live their life according to your will, not theirs, but yours only, Father God. I pray that you would take them, Father God, and place them in a better place, Father God, knowing that they made the right decision to trust in you, to love you, to believe in you, and to obey you. Mm. We thank you, Lord Jesus, already for your miraculous healing and your powers upon the listeners today. And we cannot thank you enough. We love you, we praise you, and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank
Amen.
You.
Gerald, thank you for praying. I believe the Lord hears your prayers. Here's our prayers. And dear one, as Gerald has prayed and you have joined in prayer, the Lord in his grace and sovereign miraculous way is able to personalize an answer, a response, even response to Gerald's prayer for you, dear friend. That's our the grace and character of our God. We commit you to the Lord as Gerald has prayed. Gerald, when you go to Japan, you talked about all the senses that are touched when you're there. What particular place do you find to be the go-to place in the go-to place of Japan for you?
You know, I just came back from a recent trip. Myself and my family, just the four of us went. And it was the second time we went to Japan, but the first time we went to the other two big cities, Kyoto and Osaka. And while all three cities are phenomenal, to answer your question, Osaka, I think, did it for me. Osaka is a pretty special country. City within the country. And it's because you can get everywhere on foot and satisfy all those senses. You don't have to get onto a train. You don't have to, you know, get into a car. And I think that really did it for me.
So very walkable city.
Very, very walkable. And there's no way you can do it within not even 3 or 4 days. It's just in that one area. There's just so much to do and see.
Now, as a hotelier, when you visit other hotels and resorts, do you go in with a professional eye, or are you just going with an eye to enjoy?
Actually, I believe it or not, I'll go in with an eye to enjoy. And then my professional eye sets in sometimes. And then my wife gets a hook, line, and sinker and saying, we're not here to basically, you know, critique this hotel. Remember that we're on vacation. I said, yeah, I know, you're right.
It's kind of a catch-22, isn't it?
It is.
You know what you should be doing, but part of it is just hard to react, hard to not react.
Exactly.
Right? I enjoyed our time with you, Gerald. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, same here. The pleasure is all mine, Danny. Thank you very much. And Susan.
Encouraging words from Gerald Nakashima, parklanealamoana.com. My friend, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you, just like Gerald has today. And if you haven't done so, look, I believe this is a perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers and financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. And I thank you in advance. Mark 10:45. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Gerald Nakashima, parklanealamoana.com. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Nelson, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.